Egypt has deported Australian journalist Peter Greste, who is now free after 400 days behind bars. Mr. Greste has touched down in Cyprus, accompanied by his brother Michael. He and two of his Al Jazeera colleagues were jailed on charges of aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood.
He expressed his heartfelt thanks for the support that he's received here in Australia during this ordeal. He thanked the Australian government, the public of Australia, and particularly the journalists who had rallied to his cause.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop speaking in Sydney a short time ago. Tony Abbott will confirm today that he's ditching his controversial paid parental leave scheme in a highly anticipated speech in Canberra. The speech to the National Press Club is being seen as crucial to Mr. Abbott retaining the Prime Ministership. A new Fairfax Ipsos poll shows voters continue to abandon the coalition. Counting resumes this morning in the Queensland election, but it could be more than a week before the final makeup of the new parliament is known. Three seats remain too close to call. Labor hopes it can pick up two of those seats to form a majority government. The Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse will turn its attention to Australia's Jewish community when it reconvenes in Melbourne today. The two-week hearing will examine claims that abuse at the yeshiva centres and colleges in Melbourne and Sydney was covered up for decades. Several paedophiles who taught or worked at the schools have already been prosecuted.